Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like you want to, I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and he was preaching, the pastor was preaching, and I was just, he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying, say that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I'm your host, Crystal Williams, and as usual, I am just so excited to meet with you all each and every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Listen, y'all, some of y'all been meeting with me, and some of y'all are new with meeting on this prayer call, but listen, we have a good time up here. We praise the Lord in the morning. We give credit to where credit is due. We ask God to orchestrate our work week each and every week. Why? Because we don't even know what lies ahead of us, but we do know that God knows, and we go to the ultimate source to allow to say thank you. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing, and thank you for what you are going to do for us. And so, yes, I know you're like, this jam session lasted a little bit longer, but I just had to allow y'all to hear that last portion of the song, because I just felt led to just continue to play that, because somebody is up here. Somebody is up here on the last straw. Somebody is up here just like, oh my goodness, Crystal, this week I'm just like, I want to go in, but, or I may not want to go in, or I may not even have a job to go into. Come on, let's just be real, right? But let me tell you something. What the lyrics said in the song, we're blessed. First off, you are blessed. You are blessed to be alive because you are listening to the sounds of my voice. You're blessed to be alive because you are joining people in agreement. You are coming into agreement with people on this call. You are in alignment that, guess what, Lord, this work week is going to go fine. The work weeks that I'm going to have are going to be great. And then in the name of Jesus. And so I had to let y'all hear that the last stanza of that song, we're blessed. We're blessed. It said late in the midnight hour. It's like I got to break it all the way down, right? Late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around, turn it around, right? So whatever your it is, I want you just to Just thank God for turning it around, whether it's in your career, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your life in general. Look, whether it's in your household, whether it's in your finances, whether it's in your health, whether it's in anything, whatever your it is, we just believe and just declare and decree right now that late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. It's going to work. Ooh, it's going to work. It's going to work in your favor. It said it's going to work, and it's going to work in your favor. Yes, we all know the infamous scripture that all things work together for our good, for those who love the Lord, for those who love the Lord. And last time I checked, I have people joining this prayer call who truly love the Lord. Love the Lord. Look, I ain't have to make y'all get up at 7 a.m. or whatever time zone y'all are in. I didn't have to, you know, entice y'all, convince y'all to wake up. You just woke up and heard and got the message and was like, oh, let me join this prayer call. Let me join this call because I know there's a word that I need to hear. And so I just want to share with you whatever your it is. God's going to turn it around and it's going to work in your favor. It's going to work in your favor. He's going to turn it around. It said, turn it around and around and around and around and around. And emphasis on around because it's some people that I've been talking to, me personally, and everybody, like, I'm just feeling like I'm in a cycle. I'm just feeling like, I don't know what I always say. I don't know left from right, right from left, up from down. It just feels like side to side. I'm just being attacked. I'm just being attacked, right? And so I just want to encourage you all, when you feel as though you are being attacked or when you know as though you are being attacked, listen, there is victory in store for you. There is victory in store for you. Look, I always tell my husband, I say, listen, there is no way but up from here. Like when we're going through something, like there is no way but up. There is no way but up because, listen, we understand the God that we serve. We understand that we serve a God who will never leave us nor forsake us. We understand that he is, that God is going to be there in the midst. When we don't even feel like it, we understand that God is always at work. And so we just come against anything that the enemy, the tricks, plots, plans of the enemy right now, and we cast it out. We cast it out. And so going back to what the lyrics said, and we're blessed in the song, We're Blessed by Fred Hammond, it said, we're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. So whatever is like holding you or whatever has a hold on you right now from getting to where you're supposed to be, or what God has called you to be in this season, I just pray that the strongholds are broken off of your life, that the strongholds are broken off of your life. Whatever your stronghold is, whatever is like pulling you or keeping you where you're at and you can't go forward, oh goodness, I just feel this so strongly in my spirit that somebody, I don't know who, is being held back, is being held up. For whatever reason, it's being held up and it's like you can't push past it. But I just pray that whatever is blocking you, whatever is holding you tight, I ask that God will loose it in the name of Jesus. And then it also goes on to say in the lyrics, it says we cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease. Sickness and poverty must cease. So that lack mentality that some of us may have, walking around and saying things like, I ain't got it, or I ain't got enough, or this that, just negativity. We just exchange the negative words for positivity. We exchange the negative mentality for a positive mentality in Jesus' name. And so it says we cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We are blessed. And so as we shift our language, as we continue to call on the name of Jesus in any given circumstances on any given day, as we continue to cast out anything that is not of God, as we continue to defeat or say the devil is defeated in Jesus' name, look, even though we may not see it, we understand that God is working in the background. We understand that God is working in the foreground, the side grounds, the around and around grounds. We understand that, right? So when we understand all of that, we understand that the devil is defeated. He has no place in our lives. He has no place in our careers. He has no place in our businesses. He can try all he wants to, but he will not win. He will not win, which is the good news about it, right? Which is the good news, right? And I see a lot of people putting things in the chat, and I'm going to read them. As I close out, and I will, like, if you have any prayer requests, definitely put it in the chat and I will look at them and I will pray over them as well. I just didn't want to make y'all feel like, oh, I'm mis overlooking anything. I'm not. I see it, and I will continue to keep you all in my prayers as we go through everything. But yes, okay, let me say prayers for him. Yes, prayers. Yes, by Jesus' stripes we are healed. Let me tell you something. I have really been focusing on healing scriptures lately, healing scriptures for myself and for others. So I will definitely be keeping everyone who is in need of healing, yes, in need of healing right now in the name of Jesus. And not just any old healing, but we serve a God that can, that does supernatural healing, unexplainable healing. So I have been going in. I didn't even know this about your son, but I've been going in about everyone who needs healing, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, financially, everything. Okay. And so I just want to go through one of my scriptures that's, and we just definitely, this definitely was not planned, but I will listen. What wasn't planned by me was planned by God. Come on now, because we allow God to run these prayer calls. So I want to take the moment right now to give you a scripture that I have been leaning on recently. One second. Okay, it is Psalms 34, 17 through 22. Psalms 34, 17 through 22, and this is from the Amplified Version. It states, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their distress and troubles. The Lord is near to the heartbroken, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit, so who are contrite in heart, truly sorry for their sin. Many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous, but the Lord rescues him from them all. I gotta read that part again. It says, many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous, But the Lord rescues him from them all. Then it goes on to state, he keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil will cause the death of the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be held guilty and will be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. My God, I just feel as though, I know as though that is such good news. And the part that gets me is the first part, when the righteous cry out for help. And so I don't want you all to take for granted, and I pray you don't, that we gather here, we meet here as a unit together. We meet here as a unit together to say, God, help. God, help. So when the righteous cry for help, that's us, y'all. That's us. The Lord is talking about us. When the righteous cry out for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their distress and troubles. And so that is a prophetic statement, because yes, you're in the midst of the circumstance right now. And so you may feel like that's all you're surrounded by. It's all you're surrounded by. And the first song I played during the jam session was called Surrounded. It was called Surrounded. And so the stanza, it says, it may look like I'm surrounded, right? It may look like I'm surrounded. Surrounded by who, you may ask? Surrounded by the enemy. It may look like I'm surrounded by the enemy in all sides, right? But really, I'm surrounded by you. So it says, I may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, my God. And so, although you may feel like you're being hit from side to side, up, down, everywhere, God is in the midst of that battle. He is hearing your cries. He is hearing your cries. And when we call on the name of Jesus, y'all know, and if you don't know, listen, now you know, that when you call on the name of Jesus, his name is so powerful, so powerful, so powerful. His name is so powerful that it causes demons to tremble. It causes the enemy to tremble in their boots, to tremble so much that, listen, victory is yours. I'm just going to keep it like that. Victory is yours. Victory is ours. And so when in the verses states, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their distress and troubles, the Lord is at work. He is at work moving on our behalf, and working it out for our good and doing a new thing. So we just thank God in advance for what's to come. We thank God. And I want, when we thank God, I want us to envision us on the other side, of whatever is going on right now. Envision yourself victorious. Envision yourself giving praise, and not just envision yourself giving praise, but praise now, praise your way through it, right? But envision yourself giving praise, giving honor to God, who is the King of Kings, who is the Lord of Lords, right? And I just want to declare and decree right now that, listen, you got to be reminded that if God is for us, so if God is for you, who can be against you, right? And so we got to block out all the noise, all the chaos that may surround us throughout the situations. We got to block out any mental attacks from the enemy. We got to block them out. We got to rebuke them. We got to cast them out in the name of Jesus. Because they have no room there. So, again, if God is for us, if God is on our side, no one can be against us. Who can be against us? No one can be against us. Okay? And so, I just felt led to share that with you all this morning. I pray that you all take that scripture, Psalms 34, 17 through verses 17 to 22. Apply pressure to that word, y'all. Apply pressure to the word. I can't even tell y'all how many times I have shared with people over the past few days that it's apply pressure season. So y'all listen, y'all gonna hear me say this from time to time because it really is apply pressure season. Apply pressure to the word season. Okay? Apply pressure to the word season. So whatever it is that you are, whatever word that you are leaning on in this season, apply pressure to that thing. Know that it's true because God's word is true. So when we apply pressure to it, guess what? We're saying, God, I know for a fact that I'm healed. I know for a fact that by your word says by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. So guess what? I understand that I'm already healed in Jesus' name. I understand that victory is mine in Jesus' name. I understand that, yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So God, I just thank you. I just thank you for the healing. I thank you for the healing. Some of you may be applying pressure to a lot of other things, a lot of other things that the word may say, but whatever it is that you're applying pressure to, or what scriptures you're applying pressure to in this season, Whew. Keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. There's one other scripture I want to share with you in regards to healing, and then before I share that though. Copy. It was something I wrote down from one of the sermons that I was looking at recently. One second, y'all. Yes. So going back to applying pressure to the word, it was something that the pastor has said. He said, your faith is displayed in the strength of your persistence. He said, your faith is displayed in the strength of your persistence. So when we continuously apply pressure to the word, we are displaying our faith. We are activating our faith on another level. Okay. We are strengthening our faith when we apply pressure to the word because we are being persistent. Persistent. We are always calling out God and saying, God, your word says this, your word says that. So I am applying pressure. I am applying pressure to the word because I understand it to be true. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And so the last scripture I wanted to share with you all is Jeremiah, coming from the book of Jeremiah. It states, one second, Jeremiah chapter 30. Verse 17, and this is again from the Amplified Version. It says, for I will restore health to you, and I will heal your wounds. I gotta say that again. It says, for I will restore health to you, and I will heal your wounds, says the Lord. Says the Lord. And we're gonna just stop at that. First portion, because that is the portion right there that it gets me every time. Because God is the restorer of all things. He is the restorer of all things. Health. He is the restorer of our health. He is the restorer of our relationships. He is the restorer of our finances. He is the restorer of any and everything that we got going on. In the name of Jesus, right? Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you all. I know we went going a little bit longer today, but listen, it's all good. It's all good. So I thank y'all for continuously listening. And I pray that you all share this out once the replay is available. Okay. All right. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for the love, the grace, the mercy, the favor that you continuously show to us, Lord. Father God, in this season, remind us that who you are. Show up and show out in our life. Show up and show out in any circumstances that we may be facing, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we just ask that you show up in our careers, that you show up in our businesses, that you show up in life in general, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you restore. We just speak restoration in all areas of our life where there needs to be restoration, Lord. In areas in our life, we don't even know there needs to be restoration. We ask that you are there, restoring, that you are there working. We know that you're always at work, God. And we know that what your word says, that it will work out for our good in the name of Jesus for those who love the Lord. And God, last time I checked, every person under the sound of my voice is loving on you. We are trusting in you to do a new thing. We are trusting in you to just increase our faith in all areas of our life, Lord. We are trusting in you to get the job done, We are trusting in you to do it. Whatever our it is, God, we ask that you surround it. Yes, it may look like we're surrounded right now by the enemy, but trust and believe, we understand the God that we serve. And when we understand the God that we serve, we understand that we are being surrounded and have been surrounded by you in the name of Jesus. So we continuously lift your name up, Lord. We continuously give you all the honor, all the praise, all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we whatever word we are standing on, God, we just declare and decree that you give us strength, but not just any old strength, but supernatural strength to apply the pressure it is to whatever word that we are standing on in this season, God. Whether it's for healing, whether it's for financial purposes, whether it's for relational purposes, whether it's for anything, God, we just thank you in advance for the strength to continuously apply pressure to your word, because we understand your word to be true. It is not false. It is true in Jesus' name. So we apply pressure to that word, God. We stand firmly on your word. We trust and believe that it is done. It is done in Jesus' name. It is done. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you. We thank you so much. And we just honor you. And we just rejoice in your name. And we thank you for renewed joy. We thank you for peace, peace that surpasses understanding. We thank you for all that you have done, not just one, two things, but all you have done for us, God. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. And remember to share this out with people who may need this prayer session. Remember to share this out with them. Okay, and have them join in next time, because you know where to find us every Monday at 7 a.m. Eastern time. Okay, all right, y'all, have a good one, and I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.